This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Time to start up again. Pulling on my socks now.
Where did the night go?
Should have been asleep when I was sitting there drinking beer and trying to start another letter to you. Don't know how many times I didn't write again last night. Should have been asleep when I turned the stack of records over and over so I wouldn't be up by myself. Where did the night go? Should go to sleep now and say, fuck a job and money because I spend it all on unlined paper and can't get past. Dear baby, how are you? Brush my teeth and shave. Look outside. Sky is dark. Think it may rain. Where did you? Where did you? Where did you?
days of summer, the jasmine's in bloom. July is dressed up and playing a tune. When I come home from a hard day's work, and you're waiting there, not a care in the world. See the smile waiting in the kitchen, food cooking on a plate for two. Reaching out to hold me in the evening when the day is through. Oh, summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Oh, summer breeze makes me feel.
Hi, everybody. This is Bud Blattner. Everyone knows the game, the national pastime, baseball. And almost anywhere in America between March and October, this is a most familiar sound.
Two balls and two strikes. Left-hand batter waiting. Here's the windup, now the pitch. Low curve. There she goes! Deep! Might be out of here! It could be! Home run!
Recognize it? Well, that's the voice of baseball. A voice that speaks in many keys and in many moods. Sometimes its voice is just a heart tug away from a tear.
I'm packing up my clothes today. No matter what you do, that was the last mistake you'll ever make. Goodbye. And if I never see your face, why, I while traveling round from place to place. I know I won't regret my telling you goodbye. I knew you didn't love me, but thought I'd take a chance. I just can't stand your music, baby. That's the reason I won't dance. Go get another fool to play, 'cause when I leave, I'm gonna stay. I've got just one more little word to say goodbye. I won't dance. Go get another fool to play, 'cause when I leave, I'm gonna stay. I've got just one more little word to say goodbye.
You know, I reap where I haven't sown, and I gather where I haven't dispersed. The gospel according to St. Luke. You know, for days I almost broke my head trying to figure out how we could get a hold of that silver. And now it's dropped right into our laps, ready to move. All we gotta do is jump on our horses and move. Friends, the promised land is here.
Pocket $2 in my left back pocket,
98 cents, 98 cents in my right pocket.
I only got $3.98, $3.98, $3.98 for a $4 pair of shoes. I got one hole in my right shoe, shoes it. Two holes in my left shoe, shoes it. Holes in my soles, gotta buy me a pair of new shoes it. I only got $3.98, $3.98, $3.98 for a $4 pair of shoes.
I'll borrow me one penny,
one penny,
from a pal up uptown,
pal up uptown.
One penny,
one penny,
from a gal down downtown.
Going to town, dancing around with my sweet tootsie.
I only got $3.98, $3.98, $3.98 for a $4 pair of shoes. On my right foot, footsie. One shoe on my left foot, footsie.
Making a stop at a shoe shop right across Crosstown.
I only got $3.98, $3.98, $3.98 for a $4 pair of shoes.
I only got $3.98, $3.98, $3.98 for a $4 pair of shoes.
For a $4 pair of shoes, for a $4 pair of shoes, for a $4 pair of shoes, for a $4 pair of shoes.
Settle back now, content, comfortable, well-fed, and ready for some fine entertainment. Is everybody happy? Then let's go. It's showtime.
Say the world is spinning around. I say the world is upside down. I say the world is spinning around. I say the world is upside down. Oh yeah. All right. Looking at the world today, I am implored to say, so much war and poverty, while few enjoy prosperity. I say the world is spinning around. I say the world is upside down. I say the world is spinning around. I say the world is upside down. Oh yeah. All right. Looking at the world, I agree. Oh, what fools these mortals be. Morality is in demise. Immorality is on the rise. I say the world is spinning around. I say the world is upside down. I say the world is spinning around. I say the world is upside down. Oh, yeah. All right. Too much injustice. How can there be peace? Political tyranny. Religious hypocrisy. You see it, my brethren and sistren. What about the children now? Hey, I said the world is spinning. I say the world is upside down. I say the world is spinning around. Ooh, I say the world is upside down. I say the world is spinning around. I say the world is upside down. They say the world is spinning around. Ooh, I say the world is upside down. Oh yeah. Political tyranny, poverty and starvation, crime and violence, religious hypocrisy, instability of economics, ecological calamity. What is wrong with humanity? Now tell me, have they lost their sanity? For the love of vanity. What about love now? What about love now? What about love? What about love? What about love?
This is what I propose. And it's not naive. I'm on the side of those who believe in good over evil.
This is Jimmy Page, and this DJ is insane.
the mystery man chiding me already. And we're only a few errors and several gaps, which you'll never hear, into the program. The program being the pale-faced parabola for this Wednesday night. Don't get fooled. It's April Fool's Day. We mean business here at this show. Doesn't always sound like it, but we, at least in my segment, but we do. He's the mystery man. I'm Jumpin' JB. You are listening live to Free FM 89.0 here on the North Island of NZ, 1,800 miles north of Antarctica and the Ross Sea. And we are here under the management of Phil and Mike, two of the finest I've ever worked with in my radio career gone bacterial. You'll hear the Mystery Man's selection of the week to end the program as we stretch hands across the water to Retrospect, number 722, I believe, tonight. Listen to his Obscurity Psychedelic show last week. If you're not listening to Retrospect, you're just doing the wrong thing. It's here on this station. It's podcast in places that fit snugly into your life. Good Pods, GOODPODS.com. Phil Gray's real high on that scenario. And checking it out last week, finally signing up for it, so am I. They have a lot of high-octane stuff on there. Also, New Zealand Media Access, which contains a lot of the shows heard here in our network on the North and South Island, and the ubiquitous Spotify and Apple podcast. We'll see if we can live up to this kind of wide exposure. In the underscore, Clifford Jordan. He's one of those third generation saxophone players who had a decent amount of game in the 50s and 60s. A prodigy who, I believe, left music early. I don't think he OD'd, which was the passion of the time, but because the horn players thought if they took heroin, they could play like Charlie Parker. Well, you know, there's several saxophone players I prefer to Charlie Parker. And Charlie Parker was a mess. But, you know, physically and emotionally, but man, he was beloved in the world of bop. Well, Clifford Jordan had a good sound to him. And we listened to the track called Malice Towards None. And I just asked the mystery man, I was like, where is that from? Is that, you know, and this is embarrassing. I'm going to be a grandfather in a couple weeks. And how do I teach my granddaughter something about U.S. history? If I don't even know it myself, I'll leave that to my son, who should be doing it anyway. But, you know, I thought, oh, God, what's that? Is it the Declaration of Independence? Is it the Constitution? Turns out that was Abraham Lincoln on his second inaugural speech. And his second administration, it didn't last that long. Johnny Booth had something to do with that. In fact, he had all to do with that. And there are conspiracy theories about how he was able to pull that off. Just like there would be 100 years later, under similar circumstances, when JFK bought it in Dallas. And I believe that we're right to be skeptical, unless you believe that a single bullet can reply from an inexpert marksman at a sixth-floor window with a tree in his way and go through Kennedy's neck into Connolly's ribs and back to Kennedy's head and blow it off. I mean, come on now. Clifford Jordan with Malice Towards None. If you haven't noticed, I don't necessarily believe in tangents, but I go off on them with alarming frequency on this show. Before Clifford Jordan, from one of the best box sets, if not the best box set of this century so far, IMHO, four CDs. It's called It's a Good, Good Feeling, the Latin Soul of Fania Records, the singles. Now, Fania was a label that made their bones in Spanish Harlem to begin with and expanded to several different high visibility places, including Yankee Stadium. They did a concert there one time, a celebration of their music. Well, we heard a guy who went by the recorded name of Alibaba, who I know nothing about. Real name, Louis Ramirez. Screwy Louis Ramirez. But I love that track, Ungawa. And I had an Irish bloke named Steve Conlon, who I went to school with. And he used to walk around saying that all the time. And I never knew why until I asked him one day. And he said, well, you come from New York City, where I was born. And so happens, that's one of the Spanish words I remember. Ungawa. Alibaba. Then there was the greatest singer in Jamaican music history. And am I speaking of Robert Nesta Marley? No. Am I speaking of Toots Hibbert of Toots and the Maytals? No. I am speaking of brother Jimmy Cliff, who went west of Eden late last year or earlier this year. I can't keep track of time anymore. I'm not even trying. This is from a CD that came out after the second greatest record of Jimmy Cliff's career, in my opinion. The title of that album is called Rebirth. And the track I played was from that album, World Upside Down, for obvious reasons these days. That was recorded at KCRW in Los Angeles on June 28th, 2012. Just Jimmy, his voice, and his guitar, and a drummer. Jimmy Cliff was a fantastic singer. He made some bad records trying to appeal to a mass marketplace, but I figured that out about Jamaicans. I used to work with one. He did a reggae show at a station I worked at, and he stayed away, and this is a common thing around modern-day black people, where they don't play the old stuff. That's been done, and some of it was embarrassing to them. They want to hear the new stuff and going forward with dance, and that was exactly what this guy did. And I was like, yeah, really? You know, how come you never played, you know, ska music? How come you never played the Scatolites? Oh, that's old man. Okay. Does old mean it's bad? The national average for gas prices, regular gas here in America, is $3.98. That was last week's figure. So I thought, well, I love the song by Steve Gibson and the Redcaps, who recorded that song, $3.98, for the RCA label and released it in, was it 1952? I think it was 1952. One. Let's see, 69, what is that? Yeah, gas, single gas, beige, beige, beige. I thought this was the opportune moment to play this. And now, this was the opportune moment to play this. Yeah, and it felt like it to me. I don't know about you around the world who's listening to this on a podcast, if we're so blessed to have that happening right now. But I just thought every once in a while, it's not so bad to get away from the seething rage that many people are feeling right now here in America because of the obvious inequality of money and the jam job that the government sends our way. Or have you listened to a Pete Hegseth speech anytime recently? Steve Gibson's Red Caps. I told her there was tangents here. Amos Milburn, one of the early kings. Now, Saturday here in America was all about no kings. But when it comes to music, bring it on. Roll Mr. Jelly, which was supposed to be track number 16 on CD number 2 of this Best of the Aladdin Years. But instead it was number 7. Threw Me Off, which isn't hard. Roll Mr. Jelly, Aladdin Records, which was the West Coast equivalent of a label like Atlantic here out of New York on the East Coast, run by the Erdogan brothers. This label put out so much good music. It ain't right. Google it up and toss it in your blender. It's good stuff. And Amos Milburn is one of those barrel house, hard drinking, pool playing rock and rollers. Post-World War II, pre-Elvis. Love him. I'd buy him a whiskey if he was still here, but he's not. So I'm off the hook. Because whiskey probably is the 3 or 4 times the price of a gallon of gas right now. The version of Summer Breeze, where Ernie Isley went off on the guitar. This is the first album that he worked with his dad and his uncles. The album's called 3 Plus 3. It was released on the Columbia label in 1973, and that was a cover of the Seals and Crofts song, obviously. Played that because it's Rudy Isley's birthday today in 1939. And also, last week, it was Dash Crofts went home. I thought, that's not even a guilty pleasure. I love that song. Remember what used to be on the juke in our high school lunchroom? I put a quarter or two in to hear Summer Breeze right after the daily playing of Brown Sugar. Gil Scott Heron started the program today, or a few drop-ins did, sit snugly right in front of me, with Where Did the Night Go? On this, no fooling, again, this being April Fool's Day, it's his birthday, and he was fool enough to have written movingly about drug and alcohol addiction in his time after he started off straight edge and sharp. A man who wrote The Revolution Will Not Be Televised. I'm sorry, Gil, now, or maybe this is a good thing. In 2026, all over the TV news the last couple of days, and the radio, most importantly, since I traffic mostly in the radio persuasion, it was televised and aired and opinionated on. And there'll be more today. Well, Where Did the Night Go comes from the last studio record that Gil Scott Heron did, I'm New Here, which is referring to the time he spent behind bars because he couldn't stay away from the butane and the pipe. And eventually the heat caught up to him and tossed his ASSS in a jail for a while. So he had to learn a whole new way of life and thinking. Gil Scott Heron, one of my heroes, black, white, or any other color in the crayon box. The man, in his time, was absolutely brilliant, especially his years with Brian Jackson, when they were an admirable and formidable team in the 70s. This album, I'm new here, is a rough ride. I mean, it's hard hearing these tales from a guy, you know, that was a fallen hero. And, you know, the whole thing was lamentable. Gil, come home. It's safe. Actually, it's not safe. Is it safe? Is that the guy that was Laurence Olivier from Marathon Man. Great, great movie with Dustin Hoffman as the lead character. Roy Scheider's in it too after post-Jaws. Great movie. In 2026, which was over the weekend, the new Rush lineup of Geddy and Alex and the two new Shaved Leg musical contributors made their live debut at the Canadian Grammy Awards, the Juno Awards, over the weekend. Rush fans are ecstatic, sweaty palms at the prospect of Rush making a comeback this summer. 1990, Salem, Oregon enacted a law that it was illegal to be within 2 feet of a nude dancer. Not even her feet. 2007, Modest Mouse, number one with We Were Dead. And I didn't write the last half of it down because I just didn't feel like it late last night. 1963, Fats Domino left Imperial Records, his hit-making label, to sign with ABC Paramount. Fats Domino sold as many records as Elvis in the 1950s. I never hesitate to point out because I love Fats Domino's music. Like a lot of Elvis's music, but not as much. 1977, speaking of, and this is the hefty Elvis, hospitalized, and he was dead within 6 months. Albums released today in music history. 2008, If I Shut Up, we'll hear some of this later on in the show. The Rolling Stones released a soundtrack to the movie that was not only recorded but filmed at the Beacon Theater in New York City in 2006. It's called Shine a Light. Buddy Guy and Jack White were guests, and it was a pretty great show. In fact, backstory. So 3D and me are coming up on our 18th wedding anniversary on April 13th. Well, 2 days after we got married, I was like, all right, what do we do? You know, we got both our kids here, and, you know, we're a blended family. What if we go to the movies? What's at the movie theater? I heard the Stones Shine a Light. It's like, how about it? What do you think? Eric's, my son is hip, but neither my stepdaughter or my wife was all that in on the Rolling Stones. My wife walked out of there dazzled. She said, my God, I never realized how good they were. They are. Wouldn't have lasted this long if they weren't. 1986, Bruce Hornsby, who will have a new record out this week, and it tackles, the New York Times had a review of it today, which I have to read later on over dinner, said that a couple of the focus things on it are science and also evolution. Well, Hornsby and the Range, what he called his backup musicians at the time, released The Way It Is, which has got that big hit single on it. I think Sean Hannity, who I detest, here's one of those crazed right-wing insurrectionist that just likes to wind people up and doesn't allow debate. He shouts people down on his radio show, which a tactic I never liked even before I got into radio. 1983, the next block over, the band Men at Work. I saw a piece on social media this week about the big four Australian bands of all time. Men at Work wasn't one of them. Men at Work was mega back in the 1980s. They released the album Cargo today in 1983. Colin Hay still tours. I saw a show. It might have been the festival in Asbury Park later this summer where Men at Work was on the bill. I was like, they got back together? They got back together? Hey, Herc! Speaking of Rush, 1976, Rush released the album 2112. I've Tried. That's a complicated record. Kind of like Yes's Tales of the Topographic Ocean, which is a record 53 years later. I'm like, man, I still don't get it. 1975, the first ever Journey record came out. I mentioned that because it didn't sound like the Steve Perry edition. Those guys were going for a progressive sound post-Santana, and they got it. Pretty good. 1970, Joni Mitchell released Ladies of the Canyon, one of her early alto or soprano albums where she was confessional about dropping her drawers and men walking away from her. Now, those days, young people there out there, think of Taylor Swift's mother or aunt, and you've got a young Joni Mitchell who looked like Taylor Swift when she was that age. I mean, she was a beauty. And clearly an incredibly influential person when it came to writing music. Her and Carole King and Laura Nyro, they're the ones that come to mind. It's just like, man, how do you get better than that? The answer is you can't. 1959, Freddie Boom Boom Cannon released a song called Tallahassee Lassie. I don't think that was as big a hit as Palisades Park, but it was a hit. The Stones covered it on the bonus CD on the Some Girls reissue, with John Fogerty adding hand claps and backing vocals. 1957, the Everly Brothers released Bye Bye Love with their usual sparkling harmonies. Side note, George Harrison cut Bye Bye Love for his Dark Horse record. I think he did it as a solo, but he credited his side people to Eric Clapton and Patty Boyd. It's like, if you know anything about the backstory, you get it. Today in 2016, Andrew Bird released the record Are You Serious? Need a Heath Ledger voice in there as the Joker from The Dark Knight. Andrew Bird from the Squirrel Nut Zippers originally. 1982, I think you're familiar with these people in the Free FM sphere of influence. Split Enz released the record Time and Tide. Full disclosure, I don't think I've ever heard a note on that record. I don't know why. I like them too, the Finn Brothers. Two ends, mind you. 1985, USA for Africa released We Are the World. A terrible song brought to life by Star Power and Michael Jackson's fame at the time. 1987, Suzanne Vega released the album Solitude Standing. That's the one with Tom's Diner on it and also Luca. Her record from last year, terrific. I've always liked her. She's an interesting artist. School of Fish released their self-titled debut today in 1991. Ned's Atomic Dustbin, same year, did the album called Godfather, released it then in 1991. 2002, Corner Shop released the record Hand Cream for a Generation. I like those guys. I don't own that album. I looked for it last night, couldn't find it because I don't have it. Or I have it, and it's just, I'm so chagrined about the state of my laboratory. 2003, the White Stripes released their biggest album, Elephant Man. The Seven Nation Army put money in Jack White's pockets for the rest of his life. It's played at sporting events now. I like that record, but I couldn't find that one either. The Black Keys released Attack and Release today in 2008. Dan Auerbach and was it Mark Carney, the drummer? They were part of like the modern age where they made it okay for bands to just have a guitarist and a drummer. The Flaming Lips released Terror. Never heard a note on that record today in 2013. Weezer released the White Album. So I think they went through all the colors over the years. That released today in 2016. And in 1966, Sam Moore and Dave Prater released a single for Stax Records of Hold On, I'm Coming. First time I heard that, it was electrifying. Hopefully the next one will have a similar effect on you, the listener. This is new music from the superstars of the Sahara called Tanarin. Tanarawin. Tanarawin. Let's call the whole thing On.
This is the story of women who thought they earned their money the easy way. Only to find that they had to pay for their sins. See Sex Without Shame. See Lust. Raw naked violence. These are the women who fight for their men. For another man means another dollar. have no scruples. They're corrupt and immoral. As their passions run riot. They live only for the excitement of each day. For the pleasures of each night. If you want to see a film that strips away all conventions, that dares to tell all, then you must see Another Day, Another Man.
Okey-dokey. Oh, Segovia. And I've been some clever bastards. And I've been some clever bastards. And I've been some clever bastards. And I've been some clever bastards.
Pay attention just once. We have a lesson to teach to the dunce. Is the candy good confection?
Now the tasty is perfection.
Have we got a good selection?
We invite your close inspection.
Is the ice cream not delicious? Helpful, tasty, or nutritious? Is the popcorn crisp and helpful?
Yeah, it is sure a mouthful.
Is the soda cold and fizzy?
Vitamins keep the bubbles busy.
Ah, that's good. The lesson is learned. The trip to the sweet spa you have earned. Now is time for intermission.
Treat yourself to some nutrition.
Ach, hello there. Give the demonstration of my new invention, the Goodies Machine. Special for patrons of this drive-in, the machine turns out delumptious hot doggies one after the other. Und thirst-quenching sodas also. Gives popcorn of the most tasty kind, plain and buttered. Candy too, crunchy and dandy. Steaming hot coffee and ice cream too. These goodies are at a snack bar just waiting for you. Mmm.
This is what I need back here on the street, back in Belfast, strumming this guitar. Took me very far. This is who I am. This is where we are. Back in Belfast, this is how it started. This is where high and then it is. Back to square one. This is where it all has just begun again. Blooming days of wonder, golden days of youth, nothing but the truth. This is where I started. This is where I'm at. This is who I am. This is who I am. It's like you never left back where you started from. In the eternal night, close your eyes, feel the presence in the landscape. Past and always present, remembering none. All around your body or its feet, theory grounded in the land. In the presence of the source of the now, moment. Down the same streets, remembering how it is, was, and isn't. Now remembering none. This is who I am.
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 Remembering now. This is who I am.
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 This is who I am. Remembering. Remembering now. Back here on the street, back in Belfast, strumming this guitar. Took me very far. Where I am, this is where we are. Back here on the street, this is how it started. This is where, this is how, this is then, this is now. Back to square one, where it's all begun again. Blooming days of wonder, golden days of youth, nothing but the truth. This is where it started from. Remembering now. And this is who I am. It's like you never left back where you started from. In the eternal now, close your eyes and feel the presence in the landscape, past and present, and always present. Remembering now. All around your body, auric field, a theory grounded in the real. The presence of the source of the now moment. Down the same streets, remembering how it is, was, and is now. Remembering 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 now. This is who I am.
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 Remembering. Remembering now. This is who I am.
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 Remembering.
This is who I am.
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 This man who travels on the jazz side of the tracks, his name is Dave Stryker. He's from New Jersey. And recorded a record several years ago called 8-Track 3, where it's kind of like that Guardians of the Galaxy thing, where he takes songs he loved in his youth and rearranges them, in this case, for jazz. The wonderful vibes player, Stephon Harris, on this album, and I don't recognize the other side men. This is a cover of Roy Ayers' song, Everybody Loves the Sunshine. Here, we just celebrated a 70-degree day here in New Jay yesterday, and there's been a lot of gnashing of teeth about how rough a winter it was. Really, we don't have winters until January, and oftentimes not even then. So November and December were colder than usual, but it was no big deal. And then when you got to January, it's like, oh, look at Cleveland. No, not Cleveland. New Jersey, Jerry. Dave Stryker. Roy Ayers. Preceding all that, new music from Van Morrison. Is it heresy to say, and I don't think it is, Remembering Now, his latest record, maybe his best record since the 70s in the studio? I mean, this record is really superb. And it's just nice to hear Van Morrison using his prodigious skills versus complaining about COVID restrictions and money and record labels that screwed him. Well, he's probably accurate with that. In fact, there's no doubt about that he's accurate with that. That was the title track of the album. I'm telling you, it's wonderful. It's safe to come back home to Van Morrison. Ian Dury and the Blockheads. Ian Dury passed last Friday night at the age of 57, about 20 years ago. And as time has gone on, and I remember listening to him when he was a force in music for the Stiff label out of England, with the best motto I've ever heard for a record label, which is, if it ain't stiff, it ain't worth a fill in the blank. Well, Ian Dury really had an ability to string words together. And, well, we heard not one of his more erudite songs, but it'll do. It fits my infantile sense of humor. There ain't been some hop clever bastards from the album Do It Again, or Do It Yourself. Do It Again Yourself. I just retitled the record. Ian Dury music. Started that set off with music from the Stars of the Sahara. And I was telling the Mystery Man, it would do me some good to get out there on a night in the Sahara Desert. It's the only way I'd want to be out there, because that's got to be rough stuff. But on a night where people are wearing their ritual robes and playing instruments, and there's a lot of hand clapping going on, I'd sign up for that yesterday. And they have a new record out called Hogar. Not Hagar the Horrible, but Hogar, to Narwin. Sub-Saharan blues, they've been described. Bring out your dead. It's a sad list of laundry this week. Roland White, of that family, believe he was brother to Clarence White, who eventually left the Kentucky Colonels to join the Byrds back in the 1960s after the original members had left and left Jim McGuinn all on his own. He passed today in 2022, Roland White did, at the age of 83. And we urge you here on Free FM to listen to Back Porch Bluegrass with Paul Trenwith of the singing family Trenwiths. He's on Tuesday evenings at 10 p.m. Oceanic time. And he's podcast as well. Marvin Gaye. I forgot on my first pass through rubble of my laboratory to pull a Marvin Gaye record. And then when I realized it, I was like, man, I just don't want to go back there. Shot by his dad on April Fool's Day, 1984. Because Marvin was living with his parents at that point because he was such a bad crackhead that he couldn't be trusted on his own. And his dad shot him. His dad got 6 years probation and some kind of count. It's like, what? And then you heard, well, they went, quote unquote, easy on him because dad had a brain tumor. It's like, I got a brain. He shot his own son. How do you do that? Paul Atkinson, the guitar player of the Zombies, went room temperature today in 2004. I love the Zombies. They're one of my favorite bands, but I didn't bring any with me tonight because I thought, well, you know, Rod Argent is the star of that band musically, and they don't really have a lot of guitar based action. 2015, the woman who lost John to Yoko, Cynthia Lennon, passed this day in 2015. I don't know. You got to be a certain kind of scoundrel to dump a woman, which is kind of what John did, to run off with somebody else after she's been with you through, and she was. Cynthia was from Liverpool, and she was there through the whole trip when they were scuffling to get big. And he used to screw around on her all the time, literally. What a shame. I don't think Julian's a big fan of his dad. 2010, Adam Schlesinger, age of 52, of the band Fountains of Wayne. No denying Jesse's mom or whatever that song was. Big hit. It was such a big hit, I can't remember. He was one of the early people, along with John Prine, musician-wise, who got COVID and didn't make it when the breakout happened here in America. Way too young to go at such an evil and awful death. Jesse Stone, 97. You say, I have no idea who that guy is? He's the guy who wrote Shake, Rattle, and Roll for Big Joe Turner in the 1950s. He died today in 1999. And he wrote a bunch of other stuff for the Atlantic label, a staff writer there, in addition to a musician who recorded under the name Charles Calhoun. Scott Joplin, who was famous for his piano rolls and rags. He died today at the age of 49, which is fairly average in 1917. But still, man, you got short-cheated. C.W. McCall. I don't know if this translates to the rest of the world, but he was one of those people that did the CB craze of the 1970s. And he had a number one hit with that song he did about CB radios. Dave Ball, the guitar player for Procol Harum, died today at the age of 65 in 2015. I don't think he was right after Robin Trower left the band, but he was close. Man, I love me some Procol Harum. Love me some Bucky Pizzarelli as well. John's dad, one of New Jersey's greatest jazz guitar players ever. He died today at the age of 94. And my mate, Walt Bibinger, played music with him. He was blessed enough to play music with him in right up to close to his death and held his own. And in the year 2020 also, the patriarch of the Marsalis family, Ellis Marsalis, ascended in 2020. Told you about the birthdays of the day. Amos Milburn, Gil Scott-Heron, Jimmy Cliff, Ronnie Isley, and this guy, Ronnie Lane. And it's my opinion that the Faces were better when they were small.
Still remains. Your eyes burn in the a frenzy of music and action.
Mental gymnastics and musical hopscotch. This comprises our 1 hour and 58 minute tour day farce on a weekly basis here at the Free FM Music Zone. Phil Gray on the horizon, so bring me that horizon, to quote Captain Jack Sparrow. The Mystery Man's Spotlight Song of the Week. Coming up to end the program, here we are in our second bracket of sounds. We Cheat the Hangman here on the Pale-Faced Parabola. I read in yesterday's paper that there is a potential cure for a disease that destroyed our family's life back in the 1960s and 70s. The disease of multiple sclerosis, which attacks the cell sheath and of which there is no cure for, except there might be now. What it requires is going up above 15,000 feet in the Tibetan mountains and using yaks as the guinea pigs. I'm not kidding. That's the cure. They have genetics that something happens where they don't really have deterioration of the cell sheath. So yaks might be an endangered species soon. Yakety yak. But you know, I'm not for killing animals. I don't eat them. I don't care if you do, but I don't. But I have to say, if it stops one more human being from suffering, where do I sign? The United States, the demand for exorcists and exorcisms is at a record level. People are responsible, apparently, because we do bad things. There's 150 priests who can put qualified exorcists, apparently, on a resume to you. Donald Trump defends Tiger Woods after his latest DUI this past weekend. Can't have anything to do with the fact that Tiger is a fellow golfer, although Trump not fit to latch his sandals, though he'd never admit that. And also, Tiger Woods is dating Donald Trump's daughter. But you look, when I heard him defend Tiger last week, it's like everybody deserves chances because, you know, most of us human beings are a mess. At the same time, it's like this guy drives around drunk, and it's been more than once. Come on now. The president's not supposed to be defending that kind of irresponsibility and immaturity. But speaking of irresponsible and immature, in the dictionary is Donald Trump's picture under those words. Stan's Bar, across from Yankee Stadium, a place where I got good and looped at on many occasions after ball games. I'm not a Yankees fan, and most of the time I drank to soothe the pain of my team getting clobbered. Apparently now, it's a place to hook up. So, ball one and ball two have a whole new meaning at Stan's Bar. Chaka Khan, speaking of, said that Ike Turner was, quote, a lovely human being, unquote, and that they had a hookup and brief romance after his divorce from Tina. As like, I'm thinking lovely human being and Ike Turner don't really go together. Mad respect for Ike Turner being the piano player on Rocket 88 and the leader of that band. But still, you're kind of thinking, really? A lovely human being? Chucky, you can't be that horny. And you're lucky you didn't get a beating. J.D. Vance, the right has fewer dorks than the far left. J.D. Vance said, we love our dorks. That's from the same guy who used to have at it with his couch pillows, if you believe suburban myth. I watched a W.C. Fields triple header on Sunday night on Turner Classics Movies here in the States. I'm here to tell you, The Bank Dick is one of the funniest movies I've ever seen. What a con man. And also showed Never Give a Sucker an Even Break. And some movie I'd never seen before, International something. It was a wacky plot, which I kind of dug. 2021 on Long Island. Michael Wasserman refused to take down his pro-Trump signs. It defied a local ordinance. I'm certain this past weekend, he was outnumbered signage-wise. Major League Baseball season has started here in the States. Both my teams, the Pittsburgh Pirates in the National League and my long-term love, the Minnesota Twins in the American League, are 1-2 and neither can hit so far. The baseball, that would be. Finally, and this is pretty great. I hope it gets off the ground this time. Artemis 2, 3 is supposed to lift off today, maybe, to go to the moon. Maybe they'll pass Alice Cramden on the way. The Pale-Faced Parabola for this Wednesday night, April Fool's Day, 2026, that would be, rolls downhill as we're close to the fitting conclusion of this program tonight with new jazz music from Joel Ross. Oh, by the way, this is Terrence Blanchard and Pancho Sanchez, an inspired pairing, and the piece called Nocturna from their record that came out a while ago. Chano E. Dizzy is the name of the track. Ricky Lee Jones with Weasel and the White Boys, Cool for No Particular Reason. I just wanted to hear that song this week. Man, she was a hotsy-totsy. And she had the chops to do jazz. 1979, her debut album. The Pogues, I've been on a kick lately. Peace and Love is the name of the album. Train of Love was the name of the song. 1989, the year, was one of the bonus tracks on the CD of this album. Began the set with My Way of Giving by the Small Faces here on Ronnie Lane's birthday. You may know him better from the Faces. You should know him better from the Small Faces. Savvy? Scene. 908-914-7582 for advice, abuse, or comments on tonight's show, should you be so bold. Text line is 908-914-7582. Joel, play those vibes, mate. Thank you.
to bomb constructive things, to tear the world right off the hinges. Vote for me, vote for me, silent cross of night. Vote for me, vote for me, we can overtake the world. Voice of unions in this place, your views are never heard. They take precautions just in case you say a dirty word. With adverse comments they promote re-election antidotes, just to gain a cast of vote.
About to play track five, we think. We just played and are playing Indie underscore Jack Bruce from sessions he did for the BBC, recorded in 1971 for the Jazz in Britain program, recorded August 10th of that year. And these guys are going for it. It's in a Jack Bruce box set called Smiles and Grins. Broadcast sessions 1970 to 2001. And for the uninitiated, which I can't imagine you are listening to a station like this, but for those around the world, Jack Bruce was a part of supergroup Cream with Eric Clapton and Ginger Baker in the day. Preceding that, two quick ones from the retrospect playbook. Heard the band called The Gas Go, The Gas Company. Blow Your Mind is the name of it, from Steppin' Out, The Roots of Garage, 1963 to 1965. I know nothing about these people and can't tell you about them because that was an audible. And then from the box set, Let's Go Down and Blow Our Minds, the British psychedelic sounds of 1967, heard The Move, which was pre-ELO. Roy Wood, that was the original incarnation of the band, with Trevor Burton, among others, in it with him. I think, I don't know if Bev Bevan was the drummer at that point. And then Joel Ross got the set started off with a piece of jazz called The Shadowlands from Gospel Music, his album from this year. Pale Paced Parabola now pulls into the station. We are about to hand the wheel to Phil Gray and the Retrospect program. But first, you know him, you love him. By demand of, well, the two people here at Studio A, the Mystery Man has now come forward to lay the piece of the week on us. And I know I've heard him play this song, this band. I don't know if you have, but guess what? You're about to. Talk to me about the joy of a great album cover and this band.
This band is Hedningarna from Sweden. And they're a trio. On this record, they have a couple of guest musicians. But what makes this interesting is the sounds that they're getting from instruments like hurdy-gurdy dulcimer, which I've never heard of, mandora, never heard of that, basmandora, never heard of that either. These are all Swedish, Scandinavian instruments, acoustic instruments, and they get a really interesting sound, very catchy sound from these instruments, and they play them really well. So that's my story.
Emanating from the happiest place in the world, Scandinavia, because they take care of their people, from the Mystery Man's Pot of Gold, Hedningarna.
Hedningarna.
So we thank you for your ears. We're here to bring cheer to them on a weekly basis. And we close from New Jersey to New Zealand and with a, well, I guess it would be the wrong way if we said from Sweden as well. Good night, wherever you are.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.